with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is dismissing a statement about Iran from one of his administration's top intelligence officials. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
3 months ago, National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard told lawmakers that U.S. spy agencies did not believe Iran was building a nuclear weapon. When asked about that comment aboard Air Force One this week, the president rejected the assessment.
I don't care what she said. I think they were very close to having it.
Meanwhile, the president is calling for Iran's unconditional surrender and threatening the country's supreme leader, saying he's an easy target. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's been an emergency meeting on Capitol Hill over security concerns in the wake of the shootings of two Minnesota representatives and their spouses.
Security officials briefed senators on Capitol Hill in the wake of politically motivated assassinations in Minnesota. The suspect had dozens of members of Congress in addition to state lawmakers and others on this list. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted budget cuts to a Department of Homeland Security initiative.
Right now, we need to give law enforcement more resources to prevent these horrific attacks, not less. When political opponents are treated like enemies, danger follows.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is lifting a curfew in downtown Los Angeles. Her Tuesday announcement comes after she first imposed the curfew June 10th in response to clashes with police, looting and vandalism amid protests against President Trump's immigration crackdown on the city. Bass, a Democrat, says she's lifting the curfew following successful crime prevention and suppression efforts. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 299 points, the NASDAQ dropped 180. This is SRN News. Reading the Bible is good for you.
According to data compiled by the American Bible Society, people who regularly engage with the scriptures report higher levels of personal well-being. On a scale of 1 to 10, people who read the Bible on a regular basis score 7.9 in well-being versus 6.8 for those who don't engage. The ABS study also reveals that while younger Americans read the Bible less than their elders, those who do pick it up report greater well-being than their peers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court will hear from a pro-life pregnancy center in New Jersey challenging a state investigation into whether it misled people into thinking its services included referrals for abortion. The justices on Monday agreed to consider an appeal from First Choice Women's Resource Centers, which wants to block a 2023 subpoena seeking information about donors, advertisers, and medical personnel. This is SRN News. A Russian missile and drone bombardment has killed at least 15 people and injured 156 others in Ukraine overnight, with the main barrage demolishing a nine-story apartment building in Kyiv. BBC correspondent Joel Gunter reports.
The early hours of this morning in Kyiv began with a familiar sound: sirens, followed by loud explosions and the rattle of machine guns. The blast came from Russian airstrikes, the machine gun fire from Ukrainian air defense units trying to shoot down drones. It was one of the largest attacks against the Ukrainian capital since Russia's full-scale invasion began, killing at least 15 people and wounding dozens more. Officials say that more than 440 drones and 32 ballistic missiles were fired into Ukraine.
It was the deadliest attack on the Ukrainian capital this year and came as two rounds of direct peace talks failed. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.